Hello, everyone. This is the Mary and Joe Show with Miss Chronic Chronicles. And today we are joined by the awesome, the brilliant, the wise Pinky's Vlogs. Say hello, my friend.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. Good morning.
We're going to have an interesting chit chat today. We have actually another special feature guest on the Mary and Joe Show today, and I can't wait to introduce her. Please say hello on the line if you would like, my dear friend.
Hello, everyone.
I just dropped the mic on the picture here, so everybody, this is a secret voice. You introduce yourself however you, mysterious person, special guest. We're just going to call you special guest? What?
It's been a long time since I've been around. I don't know if I should or shouldn't, but whatever. We'll do a mic drop moment.
Mic drop.
It is me.
It is her. It is her. And guess. How about that? Rumpelstiltskin is not her name. You lose. Okay. Get back. Isn't it? You have to go back into the den and make more thread. How does that story go? I don't even remember. Holy
honestly,
shit.
I don't either. I think he was involved with the spinning of the hair and the golden.
Yes.
They were trapped.
The golden spindle or whatever.
Right.
Yep.
Trapped in the situations of sorts. That's exactly what we're going to talk about, the eclipse. And it's 11:11. So what a good time to bring this in. Look at that. So everybody, where were you, my dear friends listening and the guest on this podcast today? Where were you guys and what were you guys doing on the eclipse day? Roboto. Oh, say it again.
What's the matter?
You went roboto. It's okay. You're back.
Oh, I hate that.
It's okay.
I was sitting inside waiting on the eclipse with my granddaughter because she had her little glasses from school and wanted to go out and check it out. And my son and I had been talking about it for a couple of days, so it was really on our minds. And we're always looking to the skies for entertainment because that's kind of something we like. So that's what we were doing, but it was a very strange day. Very strange day.
I didn't even know the eclipse was happening, you guys. I was doing the podcast with Wednesday Monroe when it happened.
All right. Right. Well, that's why I missed your live that day.
Yep.
Because I was outside staring at a sky, sun burning a hole in my face. Actually, and you couldn't even tell that it was covering until you put the glasses on. I thought you were going to be able to see it crossing, but you could not see it. All you could see was a very, very bright, you know, because that part that's coming around the moon is very amplified. So that is really, really bright light coming at you. And yes, I did make a mistake and look over there. And
no judgment.
Don't look at it. It's kind of burning your eyes.
Did it give you that like that reddish black after effect where your eyes are like blurred out for a moment?
Well, I shut my eye right after that and I could see to the on the right side of my right eye, right where I had looked at it, you know.
Right.
A few minutes, I could see that little ring, you know, the ring.
I think the.
I got an amazing picture of it. I sent you the picture. Did you get the picture?
Oh, let me double check. Let me double check.
An amazing picture of it, and I'm not sharing it.
Oh, I did. Oh, wait, I just got it. Can I share it?
Oh, send it to the girl.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to send it to our special guest. I just love this. You know who. I love it. Okay, so our special guest just got a copy of it. So we only know, but you guys are going to have to go to my Instagram, the Miss Chronic Chronicles, and the Mary and Joe Show. I'll feature it there. How about that? We'll make them take a little train.
You really kind of see like the true ring of fire where you guys were at. We didn't have that where I am at all.
Make sure you give him the credit. I'll send you the right name to give.
Please
him the credit
do. Here.
He took that by putting the glasses over the phone lens and then looking through the.
Oh, wow.
And Danny and I, my granddaughter and I tried it too, but it didn't, she got the edge of it, and she did really try. She gets really good moon pictures at night, though, but she did really try, but he got it spot on. I was so proud of him. I was like, man, that's a good picture. Jeez.
See, here in Colorado, I was not available to look at it, but I did see pictures of friends local, and we got a lot of crescent moons through several repeatings. Do you know what I'm talking about? It did a shadow effect on the
car.
Yes, a lot of it was here.
My friend in Denver experienced the same thing.
That's weird to me. I didn't even know that was scientifically possible. And I remember the last eclipse that was at least profound that I was telling you girls about. I was like 93 or 94 when I remember being in an elementary school when it happened. I think it was like 10 o'clock in the morning. When it had happened.
I think you're right. Because I remember I was in elementary school and we did it with, like, I want to say
a juice box or a cereal box or something.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But I got glasses later. We were in the cafeteria. I remember that. But I remember at first looking up and, you know, you're what? We had to be like 8 years old or nine.
I'm thinking like 9 or 10, if I remember right, because I want to say I was in 3rd or 4th grade.
Okay, maybe that makes sense.
Okay, but let me interject something.
Please.
Here real quick. If you look at any of the announcements prior to the eclipse,
yes,
it says annular eclipse on it. Annular to me means every year. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, well, my little granddaughter asked me the same. When does this happen every year? They told us at school this happens every year.
But in different places, maybe.
I do not recall this happening every year.
No.
It only shows in certain parts of the United States, I think, every year. But the Ring of Fire was specifically, I think, a special one.
Special one, yeah.
Gotcha.
A special one for sure. But what they had said to us was that we'd be able to, because the Balloon Fiesta was going on in Albuquerque. Have you guys ever been to the Balloon Fiesta?
No, but I want to. I want to ride in a balloon so bad one day.
I'm going to invite you right now.
Please.
I'll even go with you if you come.
Please.
I don't generally go out to the park or anything, but if you live in Albuquerque, every day is a fiesta during the Balloon Fiesta because everybody gets to see them every day. You don't have to go out to the park. To do all the events and stuff, and they have they have a night glow, they have a key catch where a key race, I guess it is.
Really?
They all take off and they go after a certain balloon is marked and it's got a key on it.
That's so neat.
And whoever gets that key wins a brand new car.
Oh, wow.
So, lots of fun. And they have a rodeo where they play little games and stuff, so it's fun. It's a balloon rodeo, not a cow rodeo.
Right. Rodeo. Hey, that's where that's my neck of the woods, and I'm not even into that.
but this year was fantastic. Our weather couldn't have been no more perfect. The sky couldn't have been bluer. There was no wind. They didn't get blown out. And usually a couple of nights at least get blown out, or a couple days, like because of wind, no flying weather.
Right.
Or rain. Sometime it'll rain out. You know, it'll be a mess. But this year, not one time. It was absolutely perfect every day. And I wish I had been able to get up there to see it because it's amazing.
That's a bucket list for me. And I'm sorry, maybe I'm just being a little cannabis about it, but I want to be smoking a joint and getting high, high, high in a balloon.
Well, there's a lot of people that have that on their list. And there's a lot of people that move to New Mexico after they come to the Balloon Fiesta because
I think they're amazing. A lot of those are hand-stitched, from what I understand. And this goes back predating, is it Renaissance? Am I correct, guys?
Yeah. I was looking at Sophia.
It's before an airplane was made, I'm pretty sure.
I was looking at the paintings of them the other day, and they were, it was in the Renaissance times when they had there was a whole bunch of them up in the sky. They're shaped different. Remember, they'd be round, and then they'd have like a square bucket hanging off. They didn't
right.
the same shape, but.
Hey, if I could live in another period of time, I would have loved to be able to sit in a weather balloon when it was popular. When we could all do that. You know what I'm saying? Back in
I'm good on the ground.
Wait, what?
I'm good on the ground.
You're good on the ground. Forget all of it, huh? I don't want a hang glide or anything. That's the one thing I'm not about, because that shit can go wrong.
What was it?
Hang glide.
Oh, yeah, no, thank you.
I don't need to be like in a wheelchair for the rest of my life because I got jerked way too hard.
No. Anyway, it was a fantastic run, and I hope anybody that hasn't got to see it does come and see it, because it sure is. It is one of the most spectacular things that you've ever seen in your life, and it is one of the things that makes Albuquerque just so damn special.
You need to send me a very good representation on YouTube, that, you know, a video that I can include at the description, because I really believe that I think it is like one of those things you guys need to experience. It's like you're in the clouds, guys, or just underneath it.
I got to go to the very first fiesta that was in Albuquerque. It was at, we're in elementary school. It was our field trip, and it was the very, very first one, and I believe it was 50 years ago, actually.
Oh, wow.
I was in fifth grade. I remember it, and it was on the, it was on the infield of the racetrack at the New Mexico State Fairgrounds.
Oh, wow.
And now it has grown so much that now you'll have to Google it and see how big the field is. But the infield is massive, and it's outside of town, just on the edge of town. And it's, I mean, how it grew over the years and became such a, it's iconic all over the world. People that fly balloons know about the fiesta, have probably been here. And like I said, a lot of people do move here after they go either they are in it and competing, or they just come to see it, and it makes people fall in love with this place. It does.
Can I give a little tidbit of what I've been doing recently in the last 24 hours? I was telling you, but I didn't tell you everything, Pinkies. Are you ready? And I know that I sent you a bunch of stuff, our secret friend, okay? But okay, I was researching Earth ships, and they exist hard there, and the property building zones, but they're incredible. I want my banana tree outside my kitchen window.
Me too.
Want it.
I want a glass bubble around my property.
Me too.
I want my own freaking biodome. Right,
you think? I got a question. You think if zoning ever changed, that's how we retrofit houses when there's like a food shortage and shit, you just put a greenhouse over your home?
I think that would be amazing.
I mean, that could solve a lot of problems, friends. We need to eat.
Solve all the problems.
I mean, it really create energy, locations you could install solar panels. Let's say the exterior of your roof now has like a retrofitted. I'm just saying, that just came out of nowhere, but I'll take it.
I'm going to send you a picture of when I saw the other day, and I was like, I posted it on my Facebook. I said, that's it. That's it. That's the magical cure right there for heating, for cooling, for growing, for living.
Yes.
For composting, for getting rid of stuff, for creating your own moisture and water.
That's right.
It's an
ecosystem. I wish I could pull up, guys, today. Unfortunately, we're actually doing this through a call. Let me see if I have something to share with you guys. So we're texting amongst each other and we're putting it, let's see. Oh, do you? Should I send this over?
We have a balloon festival in Broken Arrow around the Tulsa area.
Oh, nice.
Where I grew up. And so I totally know what you mean. It's something to see. I've just never had a desire to be in one. It's beautiful.
We got to give her some edibles. Let's give her the edibles and put her in the balloon, okay? You ready, Pinkies? Just do it. You won't even notice. You'll be like, I'm in a balloon? We're hanging out.
Yours is after ours. Ours is always in September, and it's the same every year. Do you have it the same every year? You have it every year?
You know, I haven't been since I was in elementary school, and I forgot what time of year it even was. So I just, while you were talking, I curiously looked, and apparently it's
October 27th to 28th.
It's weekend. Your day. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you need to go now. Come on, girl.
Now that I know it's coming up, I would love for my daughter to have
That's what I'm saying. Oh my gosh, we need pictures. If you go, you need to post some pictures to me, girl. Oh, Now I'm jealous.
I mean, that's just something that, you know, it costs a fortune to get down on the parkway over here anymore. But my brother only lived about 2 miles from the, well, the thing is, anywhere in Albuquerque, they end up landing. And so you get the excitement of them landing in the park by your house. Or that happened to me about 3 times.
Oh, wow.
That one had to land, you know, make an emergency land.
Absolutely. You know, the wind pushes them.
Usually they're all going the same direction, though. And so if they're spreading out over the
you
the
lower.
Spread out, you know, they're all together.
Or rise up above another one.
But they like to ride down the riverway. They like to ride down the Rio Grande. And it's beautiful. I love my state. That's one of the things that I just love about it. People have always just loved that. And it has grown to be massive. Like, you can't get a motel room. You can't get a hotel room. You can't get an RV hookup. You can't get a burrito that day or that week. You know,
right.
You have to plan a year in advance or probably more to get your room, probably.
Oh, my goodness. It's on the list, guys. We're doing it. Road tripping my kid.
And we get up in the morning and get our coffee and go sit on the porch and just watch the balloons and be walking to school and there's balloons over, you know, it's cool.
I love that. Very cool.
But you better go take your little girl to see that because what a photo opportunity if you take pictures. Sure. Oh my God, you can't get enough pictures.
Hey, if you get brave enough to do it, I need to hear deets because I've never experienced it. But come on, girl, get in one. They probably offer it. Really?
I would probably have a panic attack.
Would you really? Is heights a thing? Are you afraid of heights?
Do a thing here where it's tethered and they. And I'm sure it costs $20 at least.
You know, oh.
$5 and I've been out there never.
Yeah.
And they will just raise it up and keep it tethered.
Oh.
You get the feeling. And you may be able to do something like that at your little deal if you can afford it. I don't know. I'm not into buying it. I'm into the
I don't even know how much that stuff even costs. Cause
you need to, talk to your associate and family and see about going to that. I'm just saying. Oh,
right, for sure.
Oh my God, that's adorable.
That it's about to happen for sure. We probably will end up going because she asked for her to see it. 100%.
That's super neat.
No matter where you go around there, it's going to be a free show. So, you know, park it.
Really? That's true. You could see. Oh my God, that's a good point. Pack.
When I was a kid. Yeah. We wave and they fly by. It's really awesome.
You should set up a picnic. Just have a picnic and see it.
Go down to Allsup's, get you a couple of chimichangas. Go down that. Yeah, we'll be watching the balloon go fashion way like that.
I love it. Right. So I looked at a piece of property in, is it okay, special friend, if I mention the state? Oh, you did mention.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oklahoma.
All that stuff, so you're good.
Hang on 1 second. We got a chihuahua who's unruly. Can you not? Just don't. All right. So we're going to try that for 5 minutes. Okay. So they had houses that had abandoned. I mean, they're not abandoned. I guess they are abandoned. What? How would you describe that? Not just stuck in time.
They are for insurance purposes. They have been abandoned.
For sure, mold, asbestos. I'm sure infestation. I saw a lot of hoarder houses. There are houses out on the market, right? Got like bottom line. What I saw was about $50,000. You can get a house even in Chicago, which is shocking to me, but they're dangerous. They're like a bulldoze. Like, can you actually even really
that black mold? They say it's about the only thing you can do is light it on fire because there's nothing.
But how is that safe
to mitigate that?
How is that even safe for the environment to build back on top of? I don't understand that.
You can use the foundation.
Really?
Technically, you can strip it down to the bare bones and then assess it from there. Like, you know, replace wood and things like that.
Right.
There's things that you could still do to salvage, but you have to have a large sum of money.
I'm going to be featuring pictures of some of the homes because they're just, I think, iconic for the design that does not exist anymore. And then, as you were describing that, there's, is it your state or was it states surrounding that you said, or was it Texas you were describing that are polygamous homes? Because I saw a lot of that.
That would be the northeast corner that's kind of adjacent to Missouri and Arkansas. I see large homes for sale all the time. That's multiple family, but they're considered single family with a mother-in-law suite, or there's multiple buildings that have been finished out. And you can just tell there's been churches that have been converted. I'll start sending them to you.
I love that. What I'm going to say is I think it's an investment, United States and world, wherever you're listening to this podcast or watching, to at least keep your eyes peeled on, like, because I'm sorry, I was looking between as small as 3 to 5 acres, which is a tiny amount of acres for me. But between that all the way up to, I think, 150 acres or 250 acres, where the prices of things are just shocking. Like, because I happened on videos, you guys, which I'll share below. And I don't know if I sent them to both of you ladies, but there were some videos about free land. Did I send that to you, Pinkies?
No.
Oh, wow. So apparently, and it's a real thing, guys, just listening, I'll include it, because if you're one of those people listening and you found the hashtag of a homestead or something, I mean, technically, Pinkies, you're living on a homestead, or could it be converted to a homestead, technically?
The ranch was a homestead.
Okay, so, okay.
It's no longer my property, but I have a lot of experience with that situation, and that's what that place was.
Right.
My husband's family homesteaded that area.
So, okay, let's put it like this. Can you honestly urban homestead? Is that a thing, ladies, do you think? Urban homesteading. Take it in.
Well, people do things in the city where I'm surprised that they've been able to pull it off. Like,
right.
There's chickens allowed in the city of Fort Worth now, and that used to not be a thing.
Really?
That area, Yeah.
It depends on the zoning, you know, if you live in a place where they allow it, but some places don't even allow a clothesline anymore.
So, oh, that's true. My area is that way.
Well, that, I think that's terrible.
It is.
You know, I'm sorry if my neighbor don't want to see my sheets blowing in the wind. That's too bad. If I want to dry my stuff outside, I'm going to do it. And I think that is so disgusting.
Like, how are they controlling the wind now, folks? Is it bad for the environment, the laundry soap?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
To sun dry your clothes kills more bacteria, and it also takes out any stains. The sun is a natural stain fighter.
It's the best way ever. I use it to, I collect old underwear and old, generally white nightgowns,
right,
knickers, all that type of stuff,
right, chonies. I'm trying to say it with you.
Red stains from like clay dirt on your tennis shoes.
There you go.
Like yellowing from dirt, or like the cleaner that you use, yellow dirt, your white shoes, go stick them in the sun for a little while and see what happens.
Interesting.
Well, I wash my stuff in peroxide and water or vinegar and water, just to be gentle. And then I will leave that stuff hanging out on the line for 2 weeks sometimes, and just until it gets just as white as I want it. And then you take it off, and it feels almost stiff, like it's been starched. It's wonderful. I feel sorry for people that can't hang their clothes.
Nope. As long as I've lived here, 8 years.
That's a very, Santa Fe is much more costly to live in than Albuquerque is. It's our capital. And it's very expensive and very trendy. And they are not allowed to have clotheslines up there. And every house that is painted there has to be a certain color.
Wow.
There's a lot of HOAs that do that now. That's why I refuse to live in an HOA-run neighborhood.
I will never.
I'm not going to do it again, guys. I'm not going to. Okay, so this is my thought. And I would love some pointers from the listeners or anybody who's done it yourself. Like, if you know, add your 2 cents, folks. But is it more reasonable to buy a home that's already been built on the land? Or is it more reasonable to find a place you deal with the the local authorities and building zones? I mean, really, what's the question now, guys? Is it easy to drive away? Is that what we need? Batman style living?
I don't want to give up my freedom like that. Like, it's
yeah.
If I own it, I'm going to do what the hell I want over here. And if you don't like it, don't fucking come over here. That's how I feel about it.
Right.
You know, I didn't invite you, so you probably ain't going to like it. You know?
I'm like, at this point, like, buy as much property as possible at the cheapest rate in an area that will let you build how you can to survive. Because what I started thinking was, even Montana and Wyoming, apparently, yes, they have open space. They'll leave you alone. And they're the best kind of encouragers of home and home community and family, homeschooling, things like that. They'll support you in a lot of ways. But you're dealing with snow 90% of the year. And I thought, well, how else? How would you, I mean, Alaska is the same kind of fucking concept and they support the hell out of your homesteading and whatnot. But Arizona seems to be the cheapest place in America that you can homestead and get a piece of property as low as $1,000 for an acre. Take that in.
That's how much mine is.
Really? For the acre.
But I guess then you also have to take account, too, to be able to homestead, you do have to have a steady supply of water, feed.
That's what they said. It's the worst place in the country to do that. And so I thought, okay, so what is it? Is water the reality? If water's the reality, then that would mean you go to a place that maybe is the coldest place and you do that whole freezing, unfreezing method. And your energy source because of wind might be more realistic. Nebraska, these are not, okay, the places that are homesteading in the southern parts of the United States, besides Florida, okay, are absolutely ideal for growing because you have so much sun and that works with solar power. Like, if you get a piece of property, I guess ultimately is, if you're going to be a cannabis user, you don't want to go fucking get it in Texas, Nebraska, Wyoming, or any of those fucking places. Because they're still actively right now. And I'll share some things below. News tips that are going on. Yeah, so like people move there thinking things are going to change. I mean, I'm going to shout out a name who's in a strange state like that. And it is, what's his name? The Star Guy. You would know. Special friend.
The Star Guy.
He's well.
Jeffree Star.
And so is Kanye West and all this. Okay, Montana is friendly, but there's no access from what I understand of shops. You don't go buy it. You have to grow it.
That makes sense.
You don't even talk about it. There's no licensing to do it. It's just, yeah, we're legal. Shut up and do what you can do. They're very cowboy.
That's kind of how I feel like it almost should be sometimes.
Yeah, but then that's hard for a grandma dying of something.
Yeah,
that's not fair.
And
you're not supposed to buy it from others. It's not okay. You have to grow your own supply.
what is the status in Oklahoma?
Oklahoma is not. Oh, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
In medical, recreational. It's medical only right now. But you drive down the street and you're going to see 10 billboards for dispensaries, and then you're going to pass like 15 dispensaries on one stretch of like maybe a 3 to 5 mile radius. Like, it's fucking everywhere.
So it's oversaturated,
and it's in your face to the point that your children that can rear like, what's a dispensary? What's
right.
Cannabis?
Right.
You know?
Right.
And sometimes it's like, okay, well, I'm not ready to have that conversation with you, but it's a medicine.
Why aren't they having it in school? I realized this in the conversation. Who was I speaking with? It might be one of you ladies, where they didn't teach us alternatives to pharmaceuticals. They didn't teach us essential oils in school. You're almost creating drug addicts. Like, I'm confused. Why was Dare there again? You're telling me about a drug I didn't need to know about? I didn't even know what crystal meth was until I went to DARE. Facts. Didn't even know the word.
Yeah. Well, Olivia.
No, it's okay.
Just got her that thing that they do at school.
Is it X-Ed?
No, it's an inventory sheet, and it's supposed to be anonymous.
Okay.
And she's in high school now, so she'll start getting it every year, probably.
I can't get over that. Sorry. Go ahead.
They ask him a lot of questions, like, do you know have you been around someone smoking marijuana? Have you been around somebody using methamphetamine? Have you ridden in a car?
Yes.
With somebody under the influence of alcohol? And all of these type of questions. I don't know what the class is even, but I know that they get those regularly.
My health class or something. Yeah. And like almost like an assessment. I think they did ours in science in Texas. I remember. Well,
she just had hers the other day, and she was like, Nana. She said, I don't even want to discuss any of that with anybody. And she said, and I can't imagine anybody does. She said,
right.
And I'm like, well, have you been around a lot of people using methamphetamine? You know, like that. And she's like, no, but and this is all over a kid that got caught baking at school. This is how this.
That's how they handle it? Wow.
This is how the conversation came up, you know. And she's like, I don't even want to fill it out. And I said, well, just do whatever you think, you know.
It's kind of it's a lot of entrapment in that one.
Well, yeah, and she doesn't feel comfortable with it. It's not like, and trust and believe, my kids are the most country little kids, the most isolated from anything. I didn't take my little one to school till just now because I didn't want her exposed to a lot of stuff.
That's right.
School is where they get exposed to most of it. Mm-hmm. Now she's feeling like she's got to protect her friends. Somebody at school has gotten in trouble because they had a lipstick in their pocket. It fell down on the floor. This is a story I heard. And then they picked it up real quick because they're not supposed to have the lipstick in their uniform pocket.
Oh.
And so then she gets to vaping. And the teacher said that it looked like it just exactly like some certain kind of little vape thing, you know?
Wow. So,
okay, well, how does that teacher know that it looks like that? First of all, because I don't know what they look like. I haven't been down there studying vape pens at the store.
That's right.
So I don't know what they look like. And that's the last.
They're changing all the time, guys.
And it's the last thing I would have accused this little gal of doing. Is that. She wouldn't even have that on her body at sports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's an idiot.
Well, honestly, like, instead of handling it like that, they could have asked to see what it was that fell on the floor instead of being accusatory.
Well, she said that she had said, and this is all that I hear through the grapevine from mine, you know, but that she had seen one, that they had seen one in the locker room, and that this had happened with this little girl. And it was it's just unfair. It's not fair. You can't see just because you saw something in the locker room, you can't, and somebody has something similar to that could be anything. I mean, I have seen the one that she was talking about, and it's very small. My friend went to the hospital with it and got in trouble with it at the hospital, and it was just the nicotine. It wasn't even for anything.
Wow.
And she got in trouble for it. My out of surgery, we'll have to talk about that sometime. But she got in trouble. They called the cops in the room and everything. And all it was for nicotine vape at the hospital.
It's so easy to add cannabis to the juice cartridge, though. I've seen people do it here for absolute years.
Well, that's fine and wonderful, too. But it's not really.
That's right. It's just a little bit too much, like, I don't know.
That's an entrapment of that little girl.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And now she's kicked off the team. Hi, I see you there. What's up?
While your state has.
You look like you're not feeling good.
The state already has access.
But I think that's, you know, that Olivia's like, most of that stuff I've never even seen, and I don't even recognize it.
Yep.
If I did see it, she said, I don't know. And I think every kid in this town, at least, has probably seen weed.
Right.
At school, for sure.
I mean, it's their entire generation, if you think about it.
Well, instead of them teaching the students that are 5 years old, 6 years old, because that's how old, I remember kindergarten, them bringing the suitcase with all the drugs.
What?
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah,
I went to wow.
Why don't they educate the parents though? Because maybe if the parents were educated, then they could do it the way they see fit to teach their children.
That's right.
And they would know what to look for if it was that big of a concern.
That's right.
Parent education is key. Like, yes, but at that point, you're potentially teaching these kids what to look for to try it.
That's right.
And also potentially ways to hide it, because I know that very much in that whole display of everything they showed us was also ways to hide the shit.
Hide it.
So, oh, gosh.
Yes, that's true. I remember that very, very vividly.
It's sort of like the Mandela effect was set in early.
Sometimes they'll have it in a pen, or sometimes it'll be in the light shade, or I remember that very well.
Oh, wow.
Shaving cream bottle there at the bottom or whatever.
Holy crap.
Oh, yeah.
That's insane. I see, I was in a Christian school until first grade.
I didn't get that indoctrination
at all. But when I moved to Denver, Lakewood area in the 90s, in 1990, I remember Bush Sr. being voted out and Clinton being voted in at that time. So whatever year that was, that they in Denver, this is, I'm telling you guys facts, that they were teaching us about abortion and everything else in first fucking grade in the classroom. It was politically indoctrinated, 100%. In a public school.
You said at your Christian school?
This was a public school in Denver. This was my first grade year. Yes.
Wow.
I can remember them explaining who these presidents were, what their political background, what they believed, and who their wife was. I'm serious. I can remember the blackboard. This is Clinton, C-L-I-T-O-N, Hillary. This is that. So they were very conservative, trying to teach us politically to think these people were bad in Lakewood, Colorado in the 90s.
Over there.
100%.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I can, very vividly. And I remember coming and asking my mother about it, and she was pro- Clinton was the only, Hillary Clinton was the only one she liked, which is odd because she was very fucking, but she was woman power, woman 90s, you know, Melissa Etheridge style, right? Woman power. That kind of vibe, guys. So yeah, no, and this is the thing. Everywhere I'm looking, I understand that even my son is very gifted. And so I know that we're going to have to work along with what he's finally, because I understand this isn't wrong for someone who's homeschooling, but eventually to take him on the normal path, get him some encouragement to understand a public school environment. So when he does potentially move into that, because we will probably have like a 2-year period, I'm going to let him homeschool. And that will probably be between the ages of 10 and 13. If he wants to go to a
blast,
I think it's a good idea, like, because then we can travel and go see. And I mean, I don't know if you guys,
whatever you want, you live by your own schedule.
That's right.
You know, like, if your kid's not a morning person, you're not dragging that child out.
He's not going to learn. I was that kid.
Mm-hmm. Exhausted, hungry.
That's right.
Circadian rhythm, like, not everyone is built with the circadian rhythm to be awake because Danny's not learning like that.
This is what I don't understand. My child in this Colorado public school system, which I have no real complaints other than this is odd. Okay, I didn't see this one coming. My child, and we're not going to talk about the bus, we're going to talk about something else. My child was allowed to go to school and was required to go to school between the hours of 8:30 and 9 o'clock. If he came in at 9 a.m., he didn't even get marked absent, which is odd to me. But he,
you're trying to save that attendance. It's a problem right now.
I guess so. And you got preschool, Head Start, all that. I did it all. Okay. My son wanted to learn. He wanted that. And I was never going to be like, I was so ready to do it, but he needed more. And I almost feel like it was a connection base. I didn't want him to see me completely as an authority figure and everything. And then the pandemic hit and it was like, yeah, he needs social interaction. We don't got that right now. So, and then they went Zoom because at first he still was in the classroom before they required masks and they made him stay home. And then he had that. So he's gotten the whole crazy experience early. He's probably going to be going, like I said, until maybe. He was very, 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 very depressed at that time in the school system when he first started because he didn't have mommy issues. He just had more like they wanted to force him to take naps. And my kid was not that kid.
Oh, the other one didn't like that either.
Oh, he fought. And he was very, like, creative. And the teacher, I'm sorry, I'm going to just state some facts that you guys can think I'm not a fibber. We can all know in this group. I don't lie. We're shit. And my son's teacher at the time was a Jehovah Witness and did not believe in holidays. And she liked to tell people about her religion secretly. And my son came home asking questions if Santa Claus was real. And that was sad. Uh-oh. Yeah. And said that she will, this is verbatim. My son didn't even know about Cole. I had never introduced that. He was very young, like maybe 3. He comes home and he's like, my teacher told me that she's going to be getting Cole because she doesn't believe in Santa Claus and because Santa Claus isn't real and that one day we'll realize it. I was so mad. That's a fact.
I would be really mad about.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
So I had a chat with her and she said it was just, it was just humor is what she said to me.
That made me mad.
Yeah.
You know, when other kids, hold on, I'm walking through a populated area.
No worries. I think the main thing that for me, guys, like even listeners, please leave your experiences as mothers, can of moms, all the things. Put it down below what you've went through during pandemic or early days raising, or if you're homeschooling, whatever. I want to make him understand, like, okay, he just got a progress report and it's not good. He's not been focusing. I've been allowing him way too much electronic time. And so that's being cut back and we're using the weekend as family time. It's not get your electronics on. That's a reward system at this point. He might get like 3 days a week, if that, a month, if he keeps this not focusing thing. So now we're doing like a little art evenings, like, you know, crafting and stuff. We're going to be doing like a manifestation journal, which some parents might not understand or respectfully. If you're religious, may not like that. But I want my son to be able to talk to me and chop up some letters and paper and things he wants and speak out loud what he wants so he can look forward to seeing it happen.
This week I got a pile of magazines.
Yay!
To do the very same thing.
It's good.
We call them wish boards at our house.
That's a great idea.
Roy's made them because that's what kids
do. It's morale.
They put stuff that they want.
Yes.
It's not like we didn't teach them to do it already. You know, they taught them that at school.
Well, but that's, no, they have it. My son's never done it.
And put what you want on it. Well,
that's right. But I want to take the scraps.
I feel bad about it. And I think if you give them a place to put their intention,
that's right.
Adding an intention to a wish. That's what makes wishes come true.
That's facts. And you know how, ladies, we grew up with the saying, make lemonade out of lemons, you know, that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to take the scraps of these pieces of paper and show him because I am an art major and I love to do this stuff. I think we should start practicing sculpture and do other stuff like because I know how to make paper mache like nothing. And why not? Like we could make things for Christmas. He could do things. I don't know.
I just saw a video the other day of what you can add to it to make it waterproof. And
so what?
Find it.
And you're amazing. See?
Right now I'm having to spackle a mushroom hat for my daughter for Halloween.
I love that. What is she going to be?
Huh?
What's your daughter going to be for Halloween?
a mushroom fairy. Oh! Right now, she's obsessed with mushrooms. Not eating them, of course. No. But just the aesthetic, she says. I'm like, are you serious right now? You're
like, yeah.
See, I think I started liking that in sixth grade. Like, I like the hippie style of it.
I was into mushrooms in about sixth grade because I had an artist friend's mother that obsessively painted mushrooms, and she had 7
They're beautiful.
Little different pictures of these very cute little mushrooms all over her house, and she painted them a lot. And I got really obsessed with them and tried to copy hers all the time, like tried to copy the shape of it. And they were so cute.
Like, it's classic.
I posted it yesterday, a video how to grow mushrooms in laundry baskets.
What? See, I'm afraid of that, though. You know, I would be like, oh, it's just mold when it's just death. I can't do it.
No, you buy a stuff that's called a spawn.
Yeah, a spawn. A spawn, one. Yes.
Spawn, no, it's called a spawn.
A spawn, it's okay.
Mushroom spawn.
Yes.
And it's a medium that you order. And that's how you stay safe.
I have to say something. When you're done, you're going to be shocked.
And then you make a layer with that, and you make a layer with the straw, you make a layer of the stuff, you make a layer of the straw. The same, you have like 9 baskets going. 6. About 6 little identical little white laundry baskets. Mushrooms growing out of every place.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I just met somebody local, and you sort of know this mysterious friend. I met somebody through a friend who's trying to introduce me on like a romantic level, who when we went to his house, which I can totally share this, guys, because it is, we are in a state where it's okay to possess the magical ones, okay? And this person had a refrigerator completely isolated for that purpose, okay, for the magical special shroom spores. I guess it's the beginning stages, and he was trying to give it away. But I'm in prohibition. You're in prohibition. We're in that time right now. I'm scared. I'm like, even though I know the laws are what they are, he wanted to give it away. I was like, put a sign on it.
I would never in my life try that.
Oh no, it's really healthy. I'll say that.
I know, but to grow it myself,
I'm afraid.
I never tried nothing psychedelic. I never tried no acid. I never dropped no microdot. Nothing. I never. I'm afraid of being out of control. I don't like.
That's how I feel about cocaine and everything else on that level. That scares the shit out of me. You know who scared me into never doing it? Let me tell you, folks. Chris Farley.
Yes.
No, I'm like, that's it. There you go. Right there. That's Stephen Robin Williams. His disposition was that forever.
Yes, it was.
That's sad. You can kind of see it a mile away. I even want to say Charlie Sheen. He's a hot mess.
He was all in it.
Who's another one that I'm not thinking of? Who's Bert?
John Belushi.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, John Belushi for sure.
And then, but then you have the old, like, other side of it where you can, like, is it booze or was it, you know what? He wasn't hyper, though. I was going to say Johnny Depp, but that's definitely cocaine. I mean, like, the whole family was doing it. Right? I mean, on stand sometimes. Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Pinkies.
Back in the 80s and all that, like, and probably even the 90s, I would say it was safe to assume that everyone.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. I can't think of one that probably hasn't either been busted up or died from it.
You know, I'll say this, and this is like maybe tiptoeing on conspiracy. You guys can follow the train if you want, or just stay on the dock. Okay, so Madonna, how the hell is she still here? Knock on wood, but how the hell is she still here?
And what did she do to her face?
She looks like a lizard lady.
She looks like the cat lady. If you look up the cat lady,
the plastic surgery.
Yes.
Exactly.
I guess it's reversible if you want to change it up a bit. We've seen Michael do that, so I don't know. Ugh.
There's only so much you can do though before that the plastics, like the skin plastics or whatever that they use, starts degrading, and then you can't. I don't know. It's trippy to me.
I can't with any of the lip stuff that's very popular, ladies. I can't. That's just look. I'm from. What's the movie where they had the First Wives Club? That's why I don't want to do that. That's what we live now, guys. The First Wives Club. I'll put a little.
I've never seen it.
Oh my gosh!
I need to watch it.
You have to.
Assigned watching.
Yes, high five, ladies. And if you listeners have never seen it, there's so many parts that are nostalgic to how history like makes it okay to be that. That was pre-Kardashian days, ladies.
Yes.
I'm just saying
they look just like it now. And okay, correct me, can you do a search, my dear friends, one of you? Okay, yes. So was First Wives Club already out before what the fuck was the one I was thinking? Sex in the City.
Oh.
That's a question. They're just like each other.
I think they're about the same time. Was it?
So was that the intro of Be a Bitch Feminine? Is that when Whitney Houston Waiting to Exhale happened? Lord.
The First Wives Club came out in 1996, and then you said...
Sex in the City, the series. But Melrose Place was a sweeter version of that one.
1998.
Oh, I think we just proved something.
Yeah.
Oh, and our lovely guest here, Pinkies, noticed something the other day about the yogurts. Do you want to share that?
About the yogurt.
Is that the one? Are you the one who told me about the kudos, right? That you saw that you think it's taken it over?
Kashi,
it was you, secret friend.
I think that kudos.
You're gonna start taking notes when we talk on the phone.
Telling you. I'm gonna put it in a book.
If you look at the logo of Kashi, I don't know why, but there's something about it that just makes me think of kudos, even though it's totally not the same. Like, it's really not, but.
But the recipe is the same.
Products.
Some of them are just like that.
Shut down, and then Kashi picked up, and then. Healthified their recipes, basically, or they slapped new labels on it, and it became
Kashi. I don't use either one of those products.
I don't use Kashi either, but it was just something that made me think of it. Even as far as the name, kudos to Kashi. It's just not. I don't know. I might be dead wrong. I didn't look into it.
I just did a little loop on here on our little clip right here. So if you guys are watching on YouTube, when you're watching this. You'll see that I have over the overlay right now. It says triple token talk, hot topics. Mary, can I be blunt? See, we're going to be putting little clips together right here on Instagram with some of our thought processes. And I'll be making smaller reels so you guys can kind of see what our thought processes is. So I know you ladies don't know what I'm doing, but I'm explaining it. So when we do watch it, you'll make more sense. But I do think that like the next time you go to the grocery store, can you take like a little photo of it, ladies? I've been ordering my food online, so I don't think I'll be getting to the grocery store, but I would love to see that. Of the different products on the wall, like all those little granola bars, take like a video snap of it and let's put it side by side and talk about, because I'm sure I can find the old ingredient back sides of it. I know they include M&Ms. A chocolate chip, a chocolate peanut butter, and a chocolate covered peanut butter. That's what the old kudos were. And it was mini M&Ms got their first little toe in the door by being, at least from what I saw, researching kudos. So that means that they kind of like mini M&Ms before they were like the big thing about the little travel thing. They were on their packages in their product.
I love those little teeny tiny little M&Ms.
They're so good.
Oh, I love them so much.
What's your favorite candy, everybody?
Cute. I love them. My favorite is, well, now it's those coconut patties from back in the old days. They have them down here at the station, and I just can't get enough of them.
Is it cream filled?
No, they look like a Neapolitan. They're old vintage candy, and they've got a few types down here at the station that I stay at.
You need to share a picture because I have never seen it.
Well, they're like white, brown, and pink bars, and they're solid. They're solid coconut, and they're soft like.
I've never had that.
Did you ever have the Brox candy that was looked like that? It was called Neapolitan, but it's a little coconut cube.
No, but I'm obsessed with Almond Joys, and I think they really mess with us by giving us one almond. How rude in the fuck is that?
Well, I can't chew the nuts anymore, so I'm.
We'll take all of your almonds, please.
I love
me too. My mother liked the dark chocolate. And I am obsessed with, I always go for my selfish reasons to eat one for her. Cause like you just have to, and they don't give you enough almonds in the center. I said that. Okay. So I want it two.
No, they need more than two, and they need,
like six side by side.
They make like a layer of almond.
Can crumbs. They please like crush it up? That's toasted.
It so we can all enjoy it. We can't all enjoy it. It goes to waste. Sometimes down here at the station, they also have my other little favorite thing, which is the Easter eggs from Brox. Brox Easter. Is it Brox? One better than Brox. I don't know.
Is it cream filled too?
No, they're not cream
filled. Okay.
Russell Stover eggs. Coconut egg.
Oh, I've never had that either.
Those are the best.
You ladies don't live close enough.
Off season, you have to order them from there. Russell Stover's.
Yes. Well, they have them down there
in the store, but they don't sell the eggs. And I'm going to tell you, we ordered some, and the eggs, they're the best.
Okay. Let's just say I will do my best to ship out each of you my little chocolate surprises, because that is. I didn't know either of you liked coconut, and I love cooking with coconut in my stuff, even in brownies.
Oh, I love coconut.
Coconut is my favorite.
It's so healthy. Do you understand? Okay, I was reading an article. I'll just share the article later. I think it was Newsbreak. I'm not sure. Somewhere where they said that in your coffee, when you add milk to it, it changes the enzymes. Cow's milk changes your coffee's enzymes, and you lose the benefits that are supposed to be there from coffee. If you go and you use coconut milk, it's the only fucking one that actually encourages the enzymes and gives you the vitamins you will never get from any other source of milk. So,
The Almond Joy coffee creamer.
I've never had that.
What the hell? You'll find it.
I haven't tried it either.
It's so delicious, you guys.
Amazing. That's okay. I buy.
You're trying to make us healthier, and I'm like, oh, but wait, have you hit?
No. It's okay. I get it. Hey, no, but now you're making me think I need to get some of those. You know, the topping, the roasted almonds that you would get from Baskin Robbins? They're almost burnt. They're toasted, okay? They're not toasted, roasted, toasted. Yeah. You take those, you do a layer. I've made edible. I can't send it to you folks, but you know, I can make you a safe version. But I've made edible coconut joys. So I can make them non-edible and make a layer and make like a brick, a square, where we chop up the top layer. You make the cream inside. It's so easy. Do you know what it is? Confectioner's sugar? On top of some condensed milk. That's how you make it. That's it.
Making your own cordial cherries or whatever you make that.
Really?
Corn syrup and powdered sugar, and then you.
I don't think there was cornstarch in mine.
For 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Powdered sugar, no cornstarch in mine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just
yummy.
And powdered sugar and maraschino cherries, and roll them in whatever chocolate you want. let them, you know, sit in the freezer or whatever, then put them in the tin and let them sit for 2 weeks. The longer you let them sit, the better. I usually let them sit about a month if I can.
That sounds lovely. Do you use dark chocolate or milk?
The last time I made them, it's been a little bit, but the last time I made them, I made a batch of each.
And how do you do your chocolate? Do you just melt it down or do you add anything lately? Like when you make
double broiler.
Yeah.
Just melt down some either chocolate chips or if you have a candy bar or whatever.
See, Halloween's coming, folks. Take your kids' candy. You hear me? No, I'm kidding.
I'm making a chocolate oatmeal milk bake cookies tonight with the kids.
Oh, I'm going to make chocolate balls. I have like 5 containers of peanut butter I am tired of seeing in my cabinet. So I'm just going to confectioner sugar, a little cornstarch, mixing them into circles, and then I'm going to take it's like a temperature skewer for candy, making candy. I'm just going to poke the little thing after it's frozen and dip it in chocolate and then just try to keep making them. Yeah. And I have a bunch of cans that I had truffles in. Then I'm just throw this in the freezer, all of it. So we can have like Reese peanut butter balls in our mouths anytime we want.
I just love those things. That's one of the things my ex-mother-in-law made that I would just be like, this box is for me and you guys can have one.
Right. And I have an idea because you inspired me, Pinkies, with this whole microwave cake thing you talked about. And I have been looking into all kinds of recipes, but then I thought, and I haven't even shared it with you, secret friend, that I want to do miniature. Because see, a while ago, I bought Wish molds, the silicone ones, and they were itty bitty. Yes. You know that. You already know. So I have like a bunch of them. Different sizes that are supposed to be a bundt cake, but they were a Barbie bundt cake. So I'm gonna make
cute.
Yes. It was ridiculous, ladies. It literally is in the shape of a cake, but it's for a Barbie. I don't know what we were doing, but
I guess you could use it as an ice tray.
It doesn't really work. I had a flour one and it came out all broken halfway in there. So yeah. I have an idea that I'm going to just use these molds to make like Rice Krispie treats, miniature versions. Like I have a little bit of, like why not make a bunch of little time? Like it's like, let's pretend it's not Thanksgiving or Christmas. Okay. Let's just pretend it's celebrate your day.
It's a whole thing of its own.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do we have to wait for these holidays to be like festive with your kids and make stuff?
We don't. And let me tell you, this is one of my philosophies of life. The only reason that people get so depressed and bummed out is because we have designated days that we're supposed to celebrate.
Yep.
And for so many of us, celebrating is difficult.
That's right.
On those days. But if you just celebrate every important day, you're not only going to feel better, but you're gonna live longer.
That's
and
right.
The thing is if you don't celebrate those other ones, and this is the hard part, people, you have to celebrate those other ones too. You can't just let that whatever your holidays are, I don't know. Mine may be different than yours, whoever's, whatever. The thing is that you have to celebrate life because those are the days that make life worth living.
Facts.
And enjoy those holidays, you are missing out on life. There's nothing to fucking live for.
Yep.
If you don't have celebration.
And like, even if you guys don't have children and you're listening and you have a cat, that's enough.
That's more than enough. You don't even need a cat, honey.
You can have a plant. You can have your own self. Yep.
You do not need anyone or any other thing in this world to make your life complete. It only takes you, yourself. What you add to it or what you take away from it, that's up to you. People live on their own like hermits for a long, long time.
Yep.
They'll be plenty, plenty happy. They're wonderful. They're fine. Have you ever watched that little lady in Ireland that they went and found her? She'd been living there by herself in a cottage since the late 1800s.
Like
1950s. And the village people knew she was there, but the world didn't know she was there.
Right.
She was discovered by the world, living totally as a hermit. when she allowed a few people in after she was discovered by the world, her life did get better. But she was perfectly happy. Her mom died, her dad died, and she was their only child.
Yep.
She had no family. She never fell in love. Maybe she did fall in love, but they never got married. And she lived like a hermit for 50 some odd years till she was 90 something.
Right.
You know, perfectly fine.
Well, and you know,
you don't need anybody in the world to make you happy. You make yourself happy.
That's right.
And I was going to say,
what you take away, good for you.
Looking into the history that we have recently, a few of us, if you know what I mean, wink, wink, hint, hint, we all have figured out our own little amazing moments of ourselves. And recently, the one thing that was surprising to me is that because I found out I have Irish descent as deep as I do, I didn't even know the like way that the term spintress was, is that like, you know, you'd either take your prettiest girl in your family or your the most like potentially marriageable. You know, aging out. And if the daughter who that was usually supposed to be your oldest too, because if your youngest had already had a child, that one became a spinster immediately and almost became required to take care of the other grandchildren because the mother was going to die. And then that's the next woman matriarch to the family. It's a real thing. So if you are in those family dynamics that you don't have those siblings and whatnot, it's almost like, it's almost hard. I don't know. I have one aunt out of a family of like five on one side who never got married. And definitely that cycle had happened. And it's made me kind of look at the way things are differently. Like back in the early 1800s, you could easily get married between, what was it, 8 years old and 12? Eight, I think.
I don't know about the young side, but for sure 12, 13, 14 was...
All the way up to 35.
Well, especially in the times where they couldn't afford their children.
Yes!
You would marry off your daughter as soon as you could because you wanted to make, you know, have more children, if possible, to help you continue taking care of your homestead.
Right. But that brings up a whole point.
Teachers were not allowed to be... teachers were not allowed to be married. You weren't allowed to be married.
So that's what you would end up doing, probably joining the church, becoming a nun or a school teacher at a convent.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Or it made it happen. You know, somebody really wanted to be a teacher and would sacrifice having a family and a life to be a teacher. So it could go either way. But
I have to say, between two of you, really giving me the reality check on history, how not just the natives ended up in orphanages, but children were, I realized through documents of my own family that a lot of children, not my own family, sorry, history documentaries I'd watched, that a lot of people would drop their children off in Ellis Island. They could get them here in America. And then one particular family that I found her story of her family, she had come from Ireland, had three children, dropped them off in New York, went straight down to New Orleans, got back on the boat, and went back home. But her three children had a new life. Wild. And there was no way she... And you were saying that, you know, that there was used to be a whole system of dropping children off with... Weren't you telling me that, Pinkies?
Well, we were talking about the orphan trains.
Yes!
Yesterday, I watched another video about the orphan trains. And why we started talking about it was because my grandmother and my great-grandmother was still living when I was alive. When I had my oldest child, we were five generations of women. My great-grandma, my grandmother, my
yes.
mom, me, and my daughter. Five generations living. And
wow.
She was born in 1898, and she told, and I, you know, got very close to her as a young adult because she lived with my mom, and I helped take care of her when she was older, but my mom and her were very, very close. Anyway, I would ask her a lot of questions and write stuff down because I even knew it when I was 18 years old that that was going to be special, like that.
Yes.
Not many people have that, you know. And so I asked her how she got to, because she was from Iowa or Idaho.
Okay.
Iowa or Idaho. They're not even close, but one of them. Iowa, I believe. And she, I didn't know much about her, but she was the one that married into the Kennedy bunch.
So yes.
That's the Kennedys in our group, in our line, right?
Right.
Anyway, so I was talking to her, and I asked her, and her last name is Lake. So I asked her, how did she get to the West? Because, you know,
right.
It's so different. And she said, well, that she had, her and her sister had gotten on a train and had been pickpockets.
Yeah.
She was a little kid. They were 11 and 13. Now, that would take it back to 1898.
Which was a rough time in America.
Edwardian times.
Yes.
She was alive.
Yep.
So that fits right into that time. Just a minute. That fits right into that time. Well, then as I got older and learned out about orphan trains, I have just determined that she was on one of them orphan trains. And I can't figure out, you know, but that's how they supposedly populated the West a lot of times. And we never got off into the resets and restarts and mud floods. And, oh, my God, that's a whole conspiracy afternoon that it'll take a whole day to talk about. But, you know, that's what I believe happened. She,
right.
She was put on an orphan train. And I asked her, well, what was wrong with your dad? Because she told me that her mom had died. And I said, well, what was wrong with your dad? And she said, oh, he was mean. He was a mean old creature.
Oh.
And we just ran away from him. And I was like, oh, okay. Well.
Well, even back then, to have children meant wealth. Didn't matter if you're polygamous. It meant wealth.
I mean, at the same time, you could deliver. Well, that's how we got on that subject. Well, you could even marry a kid back in that time.
Yeah.
You could literally put postage on a baby and send it to Idaho.
Yep.
Or wherever, California, or wherever, so. I really don't know, and how you can have done that safely is beyond me. They must have had a nursery train or something. That's all I can figure.
There's a whole underbelly of history that will never be told. That's what the bottom line is.
Absolutely. And, you know, then they had the incubators at the World's Fair. Well, where did all these babies come from that needed an incubator?
Right.
All of a sudden. We didn't have incubators before that. Well, where did all these sick babies come from that need these incubators?
That's a good point. Would the baby just die? Guess so.
Well, the mortality of babies back then was insane.
Yep.
Dad. You have to watch this Victorian show about the, you may have already watched it.
I'll share it with the listeners.
The hidden dangers in your kitchen.
Oh.
They have a channel that kind of does stuff, all kinds of stuff like that.
It's really?
Hidden dangers in the Victorian nursery.
Oh, wow.
No wonder babies freaking died left and right. How any of us survived? Because I don't even know. Because the baby bottles were so disgusting. And,
yep.
And the formula was made out of nothing but flour and water. The baby formula.
Jesus!
Marketing to the most wealthy of people to feed their children instead of nursing. The nursing
kind of... Oh, wow!
Yes. Flour and water. Now, don't take a...
It turns into sugar. That makes sense.
My grandma had my dad and my uncle, like, they were still giving kids pet milk back in the 60s.
What is that?
No, that's...
To your animals, like,
really?
Yeah, like, if you have a kitten that is like abandoned or something, you give them pet milk.
I've never even heard of this, like, that they gave it to kids.
It's carnation condensed milk.
But
it's just the condensed part. It's disgusting. I can't stand it. It grosses me out. Some old-fashioned people only will cook with that. And as much as I love old-fashioned cooking, and you know how I love it, but...
It was barbaric at finest.
But to me, canned milk just does not taste good. And people that were in the Depression times, that is heavenly to them.
Yep.
But to me, it's disgusting.
That's really funny you say that, because both of my grandparents, my great-grandmother... And both of my grandmothers were so obsessed in New Orleans with that in their coffee.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma loves it to this day.
I can't with it. Ugh. It just tastes like pure sugar to me.
When they were teething, they give them what they call a sugar kit, and it's butter and sugar mixed up.
What?
In a sock, in a towel, or in a glove, or in a sock.
Wow.
That you're thinking about something else, Rachel, or Miss Carney.
It's okay.
Because that what you're talking about is sweetened condensed milk. That's different.
Oh.
Pet milk is your canned, just the solid milk.
Ew.
Concentrated in a can.
Okay, New Orleans people still love that too, though. I'll give you that.
Well, no, pet milk is not for
humans. Oh.
It's for animals that are needing milk replacement.
Right.
Is it cow based?
No, I don't think so. It's for humans
doing this.
Do you know that I was definitely given goat's milk and buttermilk through my WIC, which I did not understand that. Yes, it was on my list in Colorado to get, and I had to get it, and I gave it away to some neighbors. But it was so weird to me that they pushed that in the WIC agenda. It was part of its own separate column in the thing that we could get. And they also included whole milk yogurt when it wasn't there until much later when he was older. I thought that was terrible. When that's like probiotics we should be getting while you're pregnant.
Sorry about that.
No, you're good. Yeah, it's asinine. It's all old, straight up pre-Campbell's soup bullshit, folks. I said it. Campbell's soup, get mad.
I do like Campbell's soup.
I don't like their vegetable anymore. It's all the nasty ends. Yeah, they're mushy now.
Definite time when that happened, because you can taste it so clear as a bell now, and some people can't taste it, but the ones of us
agreed.
We can taste it, and it's not only does it change the flavor, but it changes the consistency of food and
nutritionally. I just say I don't know how to put this.
Juice and stuff, it doesn't taste like it did when we were kids.
No. And it molds a lot quicker. So if that's an organic, okay, that's what we're being hurt. All right. Did you guys see the recent, I don't even know why I'm bringing it up, but I'm going to just, there is one shout out I'll do. There's a Shane Dawson did a video with Jeffree Star related to the makeup and how it's all organic. And so it goes bad quicker. How is that not any different than our food sources or them telling us, like, you know, friends, how I was trying to find ingredients for a special meal I was making a couple of months ago, that they literally on Walmart versus Amazon were charging like $25 for this bottle when you can get it at the store for $3. How is that acceptable? It was sweet chili sauce. Okay. Just text me when you're ready. Okay. All right. Bye. Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't understand why. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I don't understand why they're. That's almost seems like gas gouging, price gouging. It is.
Absolutely.
How is this okay online though?
It's crazy.
It doesn't there needs to be a law. I'm begging. If Congress can do anything, can you stop them from taking advantage of us? It's no different than when you took advantage of us banking systems on our NSF fees or I don't know, student loans harassment. That will come back. Just give it time.
Well, I mean, it's kind of crazy to me as far as the education goes.
Yep.
If we want to, like, be intelligent as a nation, wouldn't you want to encourage people to further their education, not harass them once they choose to do so?
Right.
Because that stops people from going a lot of times because they either can't make the commitment financially, or they don't feel like they are even, some people don't even feel like they're worthy to go. that exist, because the number is scary. And you hear the horror stories of the debt loan, of the loans and stuff like that.
Well, let's just be real. I think it might have been, I think it was you I was speaking to where we said you believe that there should be like a financial class in school versus economics. Economics does not show you anything other than a checkbook. And I think actually they didn't even show me that. I think my grandmother taught me how to balance a checkbook.
My mom for sure taught me how to do that.
I think reconcile book.
A wonderful short on YouTube that was a teacher. She was passing out like class money, which
right.
I have this in one of my classes, fourth and fifth grade, because I actually had the same teacher that rolled over with us.
But right.
She kind of did a similar thing with us in her classroom, but the teacher passed out money to her class, their weekly paycheck, so to speak, and then she charged them rent.
Oh.
And she charged them, I forget what else, she charged them something else, like a supply fee or whatever, but it was for children to understand how expensive life really is, and
then
you have to work hard to earn your money, and then you have to be ready to pay your bills first and then have your play money after. And I thought that was so brilliant. And
yep.
She was an elementary school teacher. And like, why don't they do stuff like that?
Well, and how are you expecting any of our children's children to our generation didn't get it. Our children's generation are definitely not getting that. We know. Okay. So.
Well, they can get it. That's just where I guess
us parents have to do that part. Yes.
Recognize and try to figure out a way somehow.
Why can't they
encourage those things being changed in legislation with this? You know, I don't know.
Well, it would change the attitude of your own child, I think. If our children understood the concept of that much more. I mean, allowance is something that I'm like working towards with my kid, and I've been looking into programs. They all charge a fee right now, but like there's Amazon even allows you to open a credit card for your child. I know it wasn't Amazon. It was Capital One allows my child at 8 years old to open a bank account with no fee. They're the only ones right now, 360, that's doing it. But Amazon offers like a allowance card that you can put money on, but it's no different than a Green Dot. You got to pay $4.99. It's stupid. Okay. So if you're going to give your kid allowance and he can go spend it, or he or she, my whole point to all of this is if we don't start at this age, like elementary school age with our kids, I think that's fair, elementary. Then by the time they're of 30s, like I'm kind of mad at myself. I didn't go invest 10 grand in a bunch of land. What the hell was I doing when I had 10 grand? I was thinking, let's live and do this and buy the prettiest couch. And oh, I need that TV. And that shit was what I was doing. I could have taken half of my money when I had 19,000 and done that at 26.
Right.
So.
Lessons to swallow, man.
Well, and now let's be real. If we're talking homestead, I mean, we got to talk about all the facts here. If I'm gonna do it, or if you're thinking about it, folks, some of the things you should keep in mind is do you have collateral that you could even like? Is it collateral? That's not the right word. Equity, right? Equity.
Equity would be like the value that your house
is not. Okay, so what if you didn't own any of that? Let's say we're 24 again, and you're saving money then, okay? And your credit isn't good enough to even use that money yet. So then you're cushioned, have the money to, I mean, is that something you guys practiced, you and your...
I'll say right now, I'm in the midst of, me and my husband are looking at the different options of getting a loan in order to do a home repair.
Gotcha.
And me and him both have, you know, really good credit. We've busted our ass
to fix it,
you know. But as far as like assets to borrow against, like having a car that's worth enough to borrow against, we have vehicles, but they're not like that. You have to have a really expensive car in order to make it be worth your while to do that. So
right.
Basically, the options at that point would be a HELOC, which is basically having a credit card attached to, not exactly, but...
Oh, I see what you mean.
Theoretically speaking, a credit card against the extra of what your house, you know, the money that you make.
That would put it in a digital form.
Right.
Gotcha.
Or you could get a, oh my goodness, what's the other one? It's basically, it's a escrow loan.
Got you.
So it's a loan against that. Instead of it being a revolving amount, you'd say, like, you know, if you're going to borrow $15,000, you just borrow $15,000 against whatever escrow you have in your house, whether that be in your house, the property, you know, together, the value. So, yeah.
No, and you know what I saw? Those free, those free land options and then escrow auctions are so apparently one of the best ways to get your hands on land if you want a homestead. Because those are like people didn't, nobody's buying it if it's already in that escrow situation, supposedly. Do you know anything about that?
I know that around here, a rural development loan is huge because you can get 0% interest.
Yeah. That's what they were, and I guess that must be why your state's so popular for that. It's insane.
Well, but here's the thing, too. The land, in order to ever be able to sell it, to offer that for someone to purchase, that the land itself, home, whatever,
right,
had to have originally been purchased under, I think it's called an RHD loan.
Interesting.
RDH, something like that, loan.
And then also taxes. Which I'm going to just have to call my friend to come on an episode and her talk about it, because she's branched in California and is a real estate broker, I think agent, and her husband's the broker. But I wonder, because supposedly also tax, like, is it a tax lien, I think it is? You can get really cheap, too, where it's stupid cheap. And it can be, like, homes that are abandoned, folks.
They just want to make that money back, especially to be able to pay off that tax loan and whatever's owed to the bank and then have it.
So it's like at this point where my mind's at is I'm like, I'm not sure if I'm looking for a ghost infested, asbestos infested, mold infested, rats, homeless people. Not interested, I think, in this situation to just pay $50,000 for that problem. Maybe. It isn't about taking out a loan. Maybe it's about building off of what you got. I almost have to say that I'm kind of really honestly more leaning towards desert areas, only that eventually all properties will be like legitimately lucrative. To own any land is still an American, I think. Not dream. That's not the word.
The real estate forecast for the next 5 years.
Well,
that you're thinking about.
I want to say I just heard last night on our local news that, and I think I sent you something about it, that we are the most expensive place to live in America, which is totally weird to me. But it's over $800,000 is what basic places are. Let me see if I'm going to add her. I think she just texted. Hold on.
Okay. Yes, my dear friend got a house in the Denver.
Oh, she said
before the prices went crazy, and
yeah,
she had a house about the same size as mine, and she paid double basically than what we paid here. Just a year after, like literally almost to the day, 1 year after we purchased our house, and then it's basically doubled since then, and that's only within a 3 year period. It's
wow.
Insane.
And there's even it. Okay, so I'm gonna not interrupt the thought process, but let me just real quick put my toe in here. Our lovely Pinky's Vlogs is unfortunately at 1% on her phone, so she'll reach us back on our next episode. If it's just me and her, then so be it. But yeah, she'll be back on the next one. So yeah, in regards to those mineral rights, your fucking easement rights, all of that has shocked me. Like, I knew a little bit because I did study real estate in Louisiana back in 2012. But, and I honestly, I think that's something I may want to get back into when my son's out of the house, because that would make an income
thing to get into, especially nowadays.
Yeah. But I think if I end up in an area that's rural enough, why wouldn't I want to be a local real estate agent? I mean, that makes sense in a place that doesn't have a lot of development. Not that I'd want to do it, but then you would call me. I'm local, not somebody who's flying in from wherever to drive 8 hours and be like, I'll be there. And no. Then you become friends with the local people who are selling and all that other stuff. The interesting part is it was Snowflake, Arizona, which is one of the biggest places to grow. I'm telling you, I'm going to end up growing an earth, I mean, building an earth ship. I know it. Like, I know that's a weird, why do they got to call it that though? I mean, I guess it makes sense it's glass.
Kind of designed it like to sort of stay lower to the ground, and they
That
use
makes sense.
things from the earth to
Yeah, the
build it.
repurposing side of it, I already build my home like that. That's why it makes sense that it wouldn't be aesthetically inappropriate. But long term, okay, how do I put this? I want to find zoning, no matter where it is in the country, even if it's in a cold climate, which I don't think is smart long term, because as an elderly person, which we're all going to end up being, you don't want to have a climate that you hate retiring in. But then again, like what I didn't realize is that Arizona, at least in spectrum, Arizona and New Mexico, New Mexico is actually more fluent with those earth ships. And you can use like the rocks off the land to really help with the construction side of it. And then I think I sent you some of those links with the tire builds. Did you see that?
Yes, you did. I was actually fixing to ask you if you've ever heard of eco bricks.
What are those?
They're plastic bottles. I'm fixing to send you some.
Oh, I've never, I mean, I've seen it, but the glass side of this.
You stuff plastic bottles full of all your plastic wrappers, like chip bags and all that. You stuff them as full as you can possibly get them. And
Wow.
they turn into essentially bricks. I can
Yeah,
send
it's
you a
basically
link to
recycled.
kind of show you. It's
The
kind of like
only,
tire
this is the
theory,
thing
but with
though.
plastics.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I would want to use stones and mud and straw and
For
trash
sure.
only if it could be not heated up and put off gases. Because the worst thing in the world is that you built your room and it's literally poisoning your whole generations for the next 100 years.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
that's what I'm gonna say it. New York, California, some places in Louisiana, I'm sure in fucking Texas. They used to build their walls with newspapers, folks.
Yes, they did. My grandpa told me all about it when he was younger. It's crazy.
They built them and then they crumbled. And it also holds mildew and everything else. It's so disgusting, it's gross. But in like a psychopathic will World War II scenario where you gotta like fix a wall, I get that. But long term, yeah, I think I don't even like the idea of tires. I would rather
One part about straw, though,
dirt.
and I only learned this because I had chickens, is
Yes.
that you like that's the difference in hay and straw. A straw
Okay.
doesn't hold moisture, so if you do
Really?
freeze, it's yeah,
And
like
it's
if you're in a
cheap, I
bed, it has
bet.
to be straw.
You're making
Yeah,
basically an adobe building, right? With the straw.
exactly. So mud and then straw, it's kind of like its own anti bacterials in a sense, I guess,
Right.
but because mud, of course, depending on what's in the mud, but the straw, it won't mold.
I
So
see it as.
I only learned the difference because of chickens.
I see it as a future of me being like, come on, guys, come to the property and help me build. So if you guys are listening, I mean, you're gonna have a background check though. I'm not fucking around with strangers like that one,
No, you
but
can't pull a tire on me.
no. But you got a tiny house, I got a place for you to park it. Anyway, you know how to build something? Okay, come on. No, I like the idea of having like separate buildings, honestly, where if one fire happens, you just rebuild that home. And I like the idea of a round building that's more like a yurt, but even though it isn't a yurt, I think honestly, my dear friend, I think I'm going to end up just the first purchase when I get the hell out of Colorado in the next 2 years. I truly don't see I'll be here more than two. If 3 years, I'd be pulling my teeth out. I'll be 30. I
Ready for
mean,
a new
God, I'm just,
adventure.
I've 8 years, guys. Every 9 years, I move. So it makes sense that I feel this way.
Have you ever thought about getting one of those, like, really nice
yes.
RVs?
Yes. Guess how much they are. They're not that expensive.
Oh, I know. I
they're 70. That's high. They're 70,000 to as little as 40.
You can get
some here, they sell them often. Yep.
Like, most expensive one that I've seen that's just amazing is right around $120,000.
So they finance like crazy too.
With you?
Yep.
That's not bad at all. And I mean, I'm talking about nice, huge glass windows that are.
Are we talking about pre-mades? Because I saw them as cheap as $9,000.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they get cheap, but this thing was like to the nines.
I love it.
You would have to pay someone to move it type thing, but.
See, and
staying somewhere for around 3 to 5 years, it would totally be worth it because you wouldn't have to buy another house again.
The reality to me is, guys, I'm hoping for the next 20 fucking years to be set. And that means that going into my 70s, let's say that I need more like assistance, help physically, then yeah, maybe I got to change it up or build a better property on that prop. Like, you know what I mean? Who knows what I'll be doing. But I believe that even hiring a team like Airbnb team and having potentially some other like one, like a fourplex that you could put on your property. That's the one thing I did realize long-term from my grandmother in New Orleans that, you know, you should always have another form of income. And the desert itself, I didn't know Arizona and also New Mexico are huge about arts and crafts. Huge. Like, they're one of the best places in the, it's very similar. But for me, I don't know how else to say this, but there are areas that have snow and whatnot in Arizona. So if I consider an area that might be, I could capture water through that situation, then that's where I'm. So, you know, learning everything, like, okay, how do I put this? I want to have it zoned so it's off grid, but I really would like to see it long term, be able to go on grid if it wanted or not. Turn it on and off, you know. So
get you a Generac, girl.
Yep. This is gonna be an experience because now that I've been like, obviously, shout outs to you, working on my credit and other stuff, like the tips you've given me, there's a goal ahead, you know, and
I'm just excited for you that you're closer and closer, like you're like
big time.
You're coming right there, and I love that for you.
Yep. And then like, you know, becoming comfortable with sharing with you guys, because eventually I will sell this home. But I have to get on to the comfort zone of showing you guys what I've been doing for the last 3 years. At least 3 years. I know. There's a lot going on. But the selling aspect, I'm going to start as of this video forward, including at the bottom of my videos, the Mercari link for you listeners. If you guys are interested, and you won't be able to see my store. I don't share that except with friends. Because I don't really care if you guys buy from me. That's not what it's about. I just believe in Mercari. And right now, I've bought a thermal printer a couple weeks ago. And it has changed the freaking game. Like, dude, all the time now. Like, I haven't even looked today.
Honestly.
For real.
The system that you've got down is perfection.
It's going to work so great. So I'm going to start. Oh, sorry. That was a piece of glass. I'm going to start showcasing, like, kind of like we did today, where we'll be hanging out on the phone, depending on who's the guest, you know, but we'll be chit-chatting about ways you can kind of save money and whatnot. Maybe we'll do some dish conversations, all of us doing dishes together. Get your gloves on. That's what I'm saying. Heck yeah. I think it's been a great chat today, and we made 2 hours, girl, and 28 minutes. Can you?
Awesome.
At least that's us, but we did a total on the, I looked at the wrong one. We did a total on StreamYard as 1 hour and 38 minutes, so almost 2 hours, but I appreciate, I think we got some good topics in this time. They're not going to know what to do.
Right?
Seriously. And do you, you know, how do we put this? If you would like to ask this special person a question, the only way you can get a hold of her is through me. So, I'm the gatekeeper. No, I'm kidding. They're going to fucking fuck with that. Okay. we just don't got time for that. Okay. She censors what the hell she wants to involve herself with. So that's basically it in a nutshell.
It's been a wild ride the last couple months. And for those who know, I've just been having to deal with some family business and everything's on the up and up now. Thank God. Cause I don't know what I'd do without either one of my grandparents. That's
facts.
All I have to say about that. So yeah.
Yep. And honestly, let's say that you've probably had a whole new reality of what family is because of that experience. So like,
absolutely,
that's what it is. I don't think any of us are going to be the same kind of energy we were a year ago. Cause you can't unsee what you've seen. Like,
no,
it just changes.
Seems, well, it's been a wild ride. It yep. really has. This last year has taught me a lot.
Yep. And now forward, what we're going to be doing is just kind of making it a lot more fun for listeners. And I am so determined to make my content be more focused on, like, not just you guys getting to know the people that I interview, but maybe like understanding how they survive in their way too. So my guests will be coming back on, future previous guests. I'm not going to mention names. They'll just be popping up, but that's what it's about. Like, so today we had I guess it's a three-way call. When StreamYard starts working again, guys, then you'll start getting visuals. Otherwise, I'm going to have to try on some other ways. It's just not letting me. It says error. So I cannot add any links to the video, if that makes sense. I don't know how to explain that.
It's
but
silly.
It is. And I mean, like, I'm wanting to.
The only one. I've heard quite a bit of creators make that comment. So
I mean, I'm paying the money. It shouldn't be happening. So we're going on almost 90 days now, guys, where I'm at least 60 for sure. But we're heading into 90 days where the StreamYard system is doing nothing other than giving you guys an audio of this broadcast. It doesn't really provide me anything other than that. And my devices are unfortunately too old for me to download OBS. So we're going to have to make some big decisions. But if the audio was at all in, like, had issues, which I know our Pinkies had a little bit of roboto, it does happen with her phone. She's in the mountains, you know, it happens. So if you had any questions, please let us know in the timestamp and we'll confirm whatever you were trying to hear. Otherwise, I think, what is it, Wednesdays? Between Tuesdays and Fridays, this special guest friend might be visiting. So expect to hear from her again.
Amazing, honestly. I'll tell you why in the background. But
yes,
Tuesdays would work very well.
What do you think?
Say it again.
Wait, I'm sorry. You cut out. Say it again.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
I said Tuesdays would work very well, and I'll tell you why in the background.
Perfect.
The other day. So Tuesdays, I'll have
wonderful. And, you know, I'm going to have to figure out how to give you authorization on StreamYard so we can figure out how to make this less ridiculous. Maybe it's all me. We'll figure it out. But yeah, guys, any sources of streaming that you might know that offer audio distribution, please leave a comment below. That I think I have Windows XP on one, 7 on another, and then I have Mojave OS on both. So that's what we're dealing with. Otherwise, today this was all provided by a brand new tablet, an iPad 10, and an iPad, or no, what is it? An Apple Pro 12. So if you guys have those kind of devices, please let me know below, because it's really getting me mad. And I don't want to write a hate letter, but I will if I have to. Anyway.
Not cool.
Not cool. StreamYard, get your shit together. You're supposed to be the best. Well, anybody listening, whoever you are, say hi in the comments below. And until next time, hang on the phone, my dear friend. Everybody else, have a good day. Do you want to say goodbye?
Much love, everybody. Have a good one.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Okay, hopefully.